Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this beautiful Wednesday in the month of February. February the 15th, 2023. My goodness gracious. It is, it's a day. You know, I just got bombarded with a bunch of messages there as I was coming back on the air. Now, we're trying to figure out the Cardi B situation here. The Cardi B and Offset meal, let's see. Well, that's where it started this morning. I forget that people might just be tuning in. It's the Cardi B and Offset meal. And we don't really know if Cardi B and Offset are married. Now, Sarah called before the break and said that possibly they were married and have been married since 2017. Now I'm being told from Abby online that they were married, but then filed for divorce because he cheated. And they had the second baby after that, so I don't really know for sure. Well, there you go. There's the Cardi B story. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740. Boy, that's confusing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Aye, aye, aye. Okay. Give us a buzz. Somebody straighten me out. Because I am so highly confused now. You have no idea. Cardi B, Offset meal at McDonald's. Okay. Does anybody have anything to say about Glenn Coble running for mayor? That was announced on the program yesterday. Did anybody hear that interview and have any thoughts? I know a lot of people don't get to listen until hour number two. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Now, here's an interesting thing, though, as I look at the thing that Abby sent me about Cardi B and Offset. I think Abby today should stop and get this meal and bring it to school this afternoon, and we can eat this thing and figure out what the heck it is and discuss it here tomorrow on the air. In any event, if the person has an affair, do you forgive them? Because apparently that's what happened with the Cardi B and Offset here. Apparently there was some kind of marital discord, and now they are possibly back together. I don't know. Well, they've got a meal together at McDonald's. If that doesn't say love, I don't know what does. 740-751-4038. We thank our friend Calvin listening in Lewiston, Idaho this morning. Really do appreciate that and appreciate his participation in our fun and games. So if you have any thoughts on Glenn Coble, Cardi B, Offset, anything else in the world, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. Oh, and Linda Sims, 10 a.m. today till 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy today from 12 to 1. And don't forget, Linda announced on Friday that she is engaged, so call into Linda's show from 10:15 until 12 and wish her a happy engagement. Or tell her congratulations. However you want to do it, feel free to do it. Okay. Back to Family Feud. Now, we broke there for a day to do Valentine's Day Family Feud, but now We need to go back to the original question we had a couple days ago. Maybe it was Friday, Thursday, last week, something like that. Okay, here we go. Name a vocation, name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now we have doctor, sports person, teacher, and clergy. But the number two and three answers still remain. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor, sportsperson, teacher, and clergy we already have. But number two and number three we do not have. There are still two professions in which you can achieve greatness that we do not have the answers for. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, everybody's outside this morning, I bet. It's so nice. 56 degrees. February the 15th. That's amazing to me. Go ahead, caller.
About the military.
Not the military, but I'm so glad you called. I was waiting to hear from you. What'd you make of Glenn Coble yesterday?
I didn't hear it yesterday.
Well, he announced he's running for mayor.
I think he'd be a good mayor. I like Glenn.
Yeah, we did a whole interview yesterday and went through everything from him being an atheist to being 76 years old to all that. And Glenn is the Democrat.
Time you'll replay that?
You know what? I will try to see that, because Linda's on today and Adam's on today, and then Charlie's repeat's on at 1. I'll see if we can get that to repeat at 2 o'clock today.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was good. Good interview.
I fell again last night.
What's that?
I said I fell again last
night. Oh, no. How are you?
All right. This is fifth time now.
Oh, gosh.
My legs just, I went to a bathroom and went in the kitchen, got my can of pop and headed in here, and I got in the front room. My legs just give out on me. They wouldn't take no weight. They wouldn't move. And I went down right there.
Would you be able to get...
I don't think I'm going to be able to live alone very much longer.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people who have helped. Matter of fact, a family member of mine this past summer had a blood clot in their knee, and they couldn't be alone. I mean, they'd always been independent, and they had somebody come in once a day who kind of helped them out. That's not a horrible thing.
Well, I might have to have somebody come in, too, but they ain't going to be here. It's getting to a point where my legs are giving out on me, just, you know, getting up, going to, like, you know, kitchen or going to the bathroom. I mean, they ain't gonna want to keep coming out here getting me up all the time.
Well, I'll tell you, well, stay safe and don't risk it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens, play it by ear, see how it goes. You never know. You know, if you could probably get one of those, do you have one of those alert things that you can wear?
No, I got my cell phone attached to my walker.
That's good. That's good. Well, hopefully they're able to do...
2 o'clock today, right?
What's that?
I'll tune in at 2 o'clock. Hopefully you get it on there.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if the line just keeps ringing, means we're on the line with somebody else. I know somebody else was calling in there. It's not the military. Good guess, though. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. Now, remember, we've got doctor, sports person, teacher, and the clergy. What are the other two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Number two and number three on the list. 15 people said doctor. 7 people said sports person. 6 people said teacher. 5 people said clergy. But there are still 2 answers left. Does anybody know what those 2 answers are? Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say president.
President, you know, you are president, politician is number two on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
President, politician does come in at number two on the list today. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. Still one answer on the list. We've got doctor, politician, president, sports person, teacher, and clergy. What's number three on the list? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How about that? One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? The one job you can achieve greatness. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a scientist.
Not a scientist, but a good guess. Not a scientist. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. A job in which you can achieve greatness. We've got doctor, president, sports person, teacher, and the clergy. What's the one job, the one vocation left that you can achieve greatness? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again. I say a parent.
A parent. Not a parent. Hey, how do you feel people are listening 5 hours a day in Lewiston, Idaho?
Oh, I was trying to say, I really like listening to him. He really sounds good. It's too bad we can't have him run for mayor.
Well, just on a parting note here, I know you listen every day. What'd you make of Glenn Coble yesterday?
Well, the thing is, he should talk about his himself, his improvements. I'm not going to say he knocks everybody, but kind of like that. I don't like people that talk about everybody. You know what I mean. Just say his strong points and what he's doing. Don't worry about the other people.
Yesterday, what did you feel? Who did you think he knocked yesterday?
Well, he was like, I think the Collins. I don't know if he's on the police department and householder and all this stuff. And, you know, that stuff will, you know, play out. He needs to, you know, just concentrate, you know, like just be himself and not worry about all this other stuff, you know, that they throw up about. That kind of turns me off
now,
about, you know, people talking about other people. I just don't like that.
Do you think his age of 76 and being an atheist, all that stuff we talked about yesterday, do you think that'll work against him?
No.
That's good.
Because a lot of people anymore, I think the churches are getting, you know, when I was growing up, my parents in the church is, you know, who I became. And I think a lot of these kids, it's too bad they didn't maybe go to church when they were little. I watch these shows about the school board, the kids. I saw this one teacher yesterday, and he was pretty old. And the kid was just saying all kind of racist stuff, and he actually hit him. He stalked him and stuff and things. And then the teacher, they kind of, well, you call it, I guess he's on leave, but all the kids stood up for him and all the everybody in that community, because kids can't learn. When you have when I was growing up, you had one kid that was like a bully, you know, like, and now you're going to find one or two that isn't a bully, and all the rest of them, they're just too mouthy anymore. And I don't blame the teacher. Like the police, you take so much and you get tired of it day after day, and everybody kind of has their breaking point. But Glenn, I think he could do really good if he just does his strong points, you know, what he did, and Collins and stuff, you know, it's going to play out how it is.
Now, if you had to vote today for Collins or Coble, where would you be?
I don't know anything about Collins. I know Coble from but I don't know if he's trying to do the mayor job and the police job.
I don't think Glenn was saying.
Is he trying to work both jobs?
Collins?
Is he still trying to be on the police department and do the mayor job?
Well, what's going on with Collins? Are you talking about Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on there is Collins, he's now the chief deputy sheriff, and he is still in that position. Now, I asked him when he was on if he would have to leave that position to run for mayor, and he said he had asked Ray Grogan, the prosecutor, and the prosecutor said no, as long as he did not campaign on the clock. So, that's where it is. But Glenn said yesterday that Glenn did not say this himself, but the Democratic Party apparently has a problem with that. That,
I'm getting this. Why would you quit your job when you might not win? You shouldn't have to, but when I thought this guy was trying to do both jobs. I don't like that double dipping. I don't care if you're a judge, a school teacher. When you retire, retire. Don't retire, get your pension, and then draw the salary or whatever, both. That I don't like.
Well,
I don't vote for somebody like that.
I will say this. Bill Collins is a retired police chief, so I'm sure he's going to get the police. I don't know if he's already collecting it. He might be. I'm not sure how all that works, but I'm sure he's already retired as police chief, and now he's working as deputy sheriff. And then if he became mayor, I'm sure he would get pensions from all those.
Yeah, the pensions are okay, like teachers. They need teachers. I think teachers, like my cousin was a teacher, and she retired at 52. And I see factories, when they retire at 30 years, most of them need replacement knees, hips, and everything because of the job they do. I think the teachers should have to work another 10 years. I mean, a different stuff. I just have kind of like my own opinions, but no. If he gets the mayor, he should not be working another job. But to get a pension, I don't think he could stop anybody from doing that.
No, if he won, I'm sure he would leave the other position. He would have to, because mayor's 40 hours a week. But, I think that's where it is.
Yeah, because some of them, the judge will retire, but then he'll draw his pension and still stay as a judge. I guess they call it double dipping. I don't like that, and a lot of teachers do that, too. If you retire, retire.
Well,
But Glenn, I think, would do very good if he, I don't know if you'd say knock people or like householder. I mean, that's going to play out in the courts. I wouldn't even mention that stuff. Just tell what he could do, what he's going to do for Marion. And Collins, you can't, if all the police vote for him, I mean, there's nothing you could do about it. There's no use to mention it. You're going to run and try to win.
Well, it's going to be interesting, I'll say that, as we head into the fall.
Yeah, because I think he needs to get out there more until, I don't know, I think he was his job before and what all he could do and find out what the people are interested in. You don't care about, what's Marion, what they're doing about the drugs and different stuff, not what this candidate did or that candidate did and all that stuff. That's just bringing up a bunch of, stuff that you kind of don't want to hear,
I understand. I understand. It's an interesting perspective. I'm glad you listened yesterday, and we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more.
I got most of it, but I wish you'd have that Calvin on. He's interesting.
Oh, the one who just called in?
He's a nice person.
Well, I told you, people are listening all over the place. That's the nice thing about being digital.
That's what I said. I mean, sometimes you can just tell by a person. And if he ran for office, even if he's older, he would probably, he would do really well, because I think some people you really like Charlie. I could listen to Charlie 24 hours a day. And he's one, that you can really listen to and stuff. And well, I really enjoyed you having him on.
I could probably have him take over this show.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
No, I'm saying that he's a nice person. I enjoyed that he called in this morning.
He presents himself well, and you could tell he's not going to do, I'm not going to say nasty stuff. Some people, when you meet them, you can just tell that they're a very good person. And to me, he is, and I hope you have him more and more, that, to talk to him and stuff.
Well, he's always welcome to call in. I enjoyed hearing from him this morning, and I'm, you know, he had to get up at 5 a.m. out there this morning. And, yeah, I just thought that was very good.
He just sounds like a decent human being. You know what I mean? Somebody you could trust. Somebody that you just, you know, sometimes you just kind of click, like, listening to people, and he's one. And stuff.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Calvin might be the new host of this program before long. You know? I don't want to double dip, so maybe it'll be time to retire. 740-751-4038. Well, there was a thought on... I hope Calvin's still listening. Hey, Calvin, there's some praise for you. Family Feud here. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. We've got doctor, president, politician, sports person, teacher, clergy. What's number three on the list? We don't have the answer yet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer missing. Isn't that something? What is that one answer? Doctor? 15 people said doctor. 14 people said politician, president. 7 people said sportsperson. 6 people said teacher. 5 people said the clergy. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 35 minutes past the hour here. Name a vocation job in which you can achieve greatness. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer? You know, on the list here, it ended up being number 3 on the list of jobs that you can achieve greatness with. Number 3 on the list. Does anybody know what it is? Doctor? Politician, president, sportsperson, teacher, clergy? What is the answer we're missing? 740-751-4038. All right. Does anybody have it? That'll knock this category right out of the park. And then we'll move on to the next one. And I think the next category is very interesting as well. The next category, you know, I think we'll blow through the next category pretty easy. But this one, a little more difficult. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. We've got doctor, politician, president, sportsperson, teacher, and the clergy. What is number 3 on the list? Now think about this. What is a job in which you can achieve greatness? Does anybody have an idea? A job in which you can achieve greatness. Well, we might have stumped everybody this morning. Nobody knows what that other job is that you can achieve greatness with. Doctor, politician, president, sportsperson, teacher, clergy. Still one answer left to go here. Number 3 on the list. It's not the Cardi B offset meal from McDonald's. You know, it's kind of interesting because Glenn's running for office here. Politician. President's number 2 on the list here. So apparently that's still an honored position. 14 people said that's a job where you can achieve greatness. Does anybody know what we're missing here this morning? 38 minutes past the hour. The category is name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. Again, doctor was number 1. Politician, president was number two. Sports person was number four. Teacher was number five. And the clergy was number six. What is the number three answer? Is anybody going to venture a guess? Even going to venture a guess this morning on this? Are there no other jobs in which you can achieve greatness? It's number three. High up on the list. There were six answers in total on this list. It's number three. Think of all the jobs in which you can achieve greatness. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I've got two. I'll try nurse.
Not a nurse, but a good guess.
Okay.
Nurse is not on the list. Not a bad guess, but nurse is not on the list. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor, politician, president, sportsperson, teacher, the clergy. One other answer here, number three on the list. 740-751-4038. We have hit a real wall here this morning. 40 minutes past the hour, only 20 minutes left. Are we going to get this final answer? Boy, I hope so. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try an actor or actress.
That is it. Acting. Number three on the list. You got it.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, but some of them, you know, they're, yeah.
Apparently there's some greatness there. Thank goodness.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Now we can move on to our next category. Actor was the one on the list. Now, this category, I think, is kind of fun. Okay, seven big answers in this category. Here we go. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. 19 minutes to get all seven answers here. Does anybody know what they are? Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Seven answers, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. All righty here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about combing their hair?
Combing their hair. Let's see here. No combing their hair on the list. No combing their hair on this particular list. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I know you're expecting me to say...
I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Light their smoking device or do something that you don't really say in polite company because... So instead, I'll just give a boring answer. Send a text or do something else with their phone.
Yes, talk on the cell phone is number two on the list. You got it.
Just out of curiosity, is light your smoking device on there? Because people certainly...
No lighting of the smoking device.
Okay, or even like, how about suck on your vape? That's a little more trendy.
No sucking on the list today.
No sucking on a vape?
No.
Okay, well,
no.
People will do that. Okay, I have an R-rated answer, which I...
All right. No, wait. Whoa. I think we lost him there. Adam, call back in. 740-751-4038. What do you do? Stopped at a red light. Boy, something happened to the phones altogether there. Well, hopefully they're still working. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm going to say drink or eat.
Eat. Yes, number six on the list is eat. You got it.
You just had this one.
Oh, this category?
Yeah, you did this a few months ago.
Well, let's hope everybody remembers the answers. We'll blow right through
it. I'm trying to remember. Yes, I remember this one. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. All right, talk on the cell phone. Eat is number 6 on the list. What are the other 5 answers?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, I said I had an R-rated answer.
Oh, yes, R-rated.
I don't know what that is. I'm not going to give it. I'll just say, hey. So instead, I'll just give another boring answer, kind of a combination. Adjust the radio station or what you're listening to, or like adjust your seat. I adjust my seat sometimes when I'm stopped at a light.
Yes, adjust the radio, number 1 on the list. You got it.
Number 1. So radio is like an old school answer, but light your cigarette isn't. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Scott. You can adjust the radio while you're driving.
Well, you probably shouldn't, though. You know, a loud station
think,
could come
on. Take a hit of your vape. That's a trendy answer. You and I have certainly seen people do that.
Now, do you hit your vape at a stoplight?
Okay, well, I thought I would contribute. Have a nice day.
Okay, but see, he didn't answer the question. He would not answer the question if he hits his vape at the stoplight. All right, 740-751-4038. Things you do while you're stopped at a red light.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, you put on makeup.
Put on makeup. Yes, that is number 7 on the list. You got it. Number 7 on the list is put on makeup. Absolutely. Well, we still have 3 answers right in the middle here. We've got adjust your radio, talk on your cell phone, eat, and apply makeup. The category, name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Go ahead, caller.
You look in the mirror, look all around your surroundings. I don't know if it's 2 separate answers or one.
Look in the mirror is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll say that one now.
Yep, look
in the mirror.
Look in the mirror. Number 4, you got it.
Okay.
Look in the mirror shows up at number 4 on the list today. So we will just take that as it is.
Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say, like, argue with a passenger?
No arguing with a passenger,
or,
no.
Like, yell at your kids to shut up, or yell at, if the dog's in the car, yell at the dog to sit still or something. People certainly do that.
No yelling at anybody on the list today.
Okay, well, my dad used to yell at me when we were arguing with my sister. maybe the kids they surveyed are more well-behaved.
Were you doing the vape at the time? All right. 740-751-4038. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Number 1, adjust the radio. 2, talk on the cell phone. 4, look in the mirror. 5, eat. And 6, apply makeup. Still 2 answers left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
His answer should have been there, Scott. My mom, she would start off with us, and she wouldn't get more than, I don't know how many feet, we would be fighting. She'd have to put one in the front and one in the back.
I know a lot of that goes on in the cars.
Well, we were about 1.5 years difference, but he was always teasing me. But I would say you look around at your surroundings. You just gawk. That's what I call it, gawking.
Gawking. Well, yeah, look around is number 5 on the list. You got it.
See, I told you had this one.
Well, we got to get that last one. We still got 1 to go.
Okay.
All right. 1 to go here. All right. And I think we got another phone call coming in. Down the pike we go. Go ahead, caller.
This is crazy enough, Scott. It might be there, but this also happens. Switch drivers. At a traffic light, you just passenger becomes a driver and vice versa. People do that, too. You've seen.
They call that, what is it, a Chinese fire drill? Is that what they call that?
Yeah, just a passenger switcheroo. And I have a similar answer, too. If it's a cab or an Uber, you know, have passenger gets out at the traffic light.
Nobody getting out at the traffic light.
If it's a taxi or an Uber or something like that.
Yeah, no getting out at the traffic light. So, not on the list, but a good guess.
Yeah, well, vaping wasn't invented yet when my sister and I argued.
You're not answering any questions about vaping.
Well, that was before vaping was even invented.
Oh, I don't know, you know. You never know. People, you could be ahead of your time.
Okay, well, next time you see people switching driver and passenger at a light, tell them they should have answered this Family Feud question.
They should. One answer
anybody
left.
Anybody you see lighting up a cigarette or a cigar or who knows what at a traffic, tell that person it's not allowed because it wasn't on the survey.
Well, it didn't make the top seven. We could tell them that.
Okay. See you later.
See ya. All right. Phone lines are open here. 48 minutes past the hour. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. We've got adjust the radio, talk on the cell phone, look in the mirror, look around, eat, apply makeup. What is the final answer? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
You just stop and do nothing.
No do nothing on the list. Doing nothing not on the list here today. One answer left to go. Who's got it? Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. One was adjust the radio. 20 people said, well, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
What about something with the GPS?
No GPS on the list.
Okay, let me do one more real quick. Scott.
Yes, go ahead.
What about comb their hair?
No combing their hair on the list.
Okay.
No combing their hair and no adjusting. What was the other one? Boy, it already slipped my mind. Combing their hair and, but well, there you go. Neither one was on the list. See, my short-term memory is starting to go. We might have to get Calvin in here to host this show. Name something people do in their cars when stopped at a red light. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say you just close your eyes. Rest.
No closing your eyes. No rest for the weary here this morning. No closing your eyes. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to give a D-rated version of my adult answer, especially since it's Valentine's Day. That would be kiss. Kiss your passenger or something like that.
No kissing on the list.
Well, that's another good answer. Okay, well, see you later.
No kissing on the list today. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Adjust radio was one. 20 people said that. Talk on your cell phone, number 2. 11 people said that. Look in the mirror was number 4. 9 people said that. Look around was number 5. 9 people said that. Eat was number 6. 7 people said that. Apply makeup was number 7. 7 people said that. But we still have one answer left. It's the number 3 answer. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
This might be there, Scott, and I've done this myself. Tie your shoe.
No tying your shoe on the list.
Because the laces, loose and it's hard to drive with shoelaces that are dangling. Okay, well, another good answer, right?
No tying your shoe on the list. Sorry to say. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, call us back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm going to say you tap the steering wheel. I don't know if it's twiddling your thumbs or whatever you call it.
No twiddling of thumbs, no, or tapping the steering wheel, not on the list.
Okay.
All right, no twiddling of thumbs or tapping the steering wheel, none of that on the list today. 52 minutes past the hour here. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Adjust the radio, talk on the cell phone, look in the mirror, look around, eat, apply makeup. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say you sing.
Sing, that is it. Sing is number three on the list. You've got it.
Don't you remember this one?
No, you know, I don't remember this one, but it worked out okay.
If it's Adam, I think he said before you get out and you change, people change drivers. If not, I'm psychic because I remember this.
You remember
and stuff, it scared me because I think he's the one that said you get out and maybe kiss. Like the answers he said them before. I'm getting scared here.
Deja vu. We're on to the next category, though.
Okay,
here we go. We got one category. This should be quick, though. 53 minutes past the hour. Here we go. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? Oh, my goodness. How about that? What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? Six answers on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? Six answers on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say December.
December. No December on the list.
Okay.
No December on the list today. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? Six answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is never a month?
Never is number one on the list. You've got it.
That's being pretty slacky.
That is slacky. Never number one on the list. How about that? So we've still got five other months here to go. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, he never takes them down. He leaves them up all year.
Yep, that's number one on the list. You got it. Never is number one on the list. But now we still have five other answers. Five other answers in 5 minutes. Are we going to get it? I don't know. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? Five other answers here, and we're down to 4 minutes. 56 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 a.m. to 12 noon. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Who's going to get the other 4 months here? What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? 4 minutes left to go and 5 answers on the board. I don't think we're going to get these 5 answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say January.
No January on the list. Boy, I thought this would be a much easier category than it's turned out to be. No January on the list. Still 5 months to go here. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? All right, go ahead, caller.
Springtime, March.
March, yes, March is number three on the list. You got it.
All right, thanks.
March is number three on the list today. Well, now we're down to 4 answers in 3 minutes. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? 4 answers left, 3 minutes. Who's going to get it? March we got, never in March. Go ahead, caller.
How about April?
April, yes, number four on the list. You got it. April shows up at number four on the list today. We might make it. We're down to three. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say June.
June, yes, number six on the list. You got it, June. June shows up at number six on the list. 2-minute warning and two answers left. 740-751-4038. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? We've got never, March, April, and June. Still 2 months left to go. 740-751-4038. We've got about a minute left here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say May.
No May on the list. No May on the list today. Well, we're about at the minute point here, and we've still got two answers left. What month does the neighborhood slacker take down his Christmas lights? We've got never, March, April, and June. Still two left to go. Are we going to get him in this final minute? 740-751-4038. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Two answers left. We're running out of time. Our 30-second mark. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say July.
July, number 5 on the list. You got it. One answer left and 20 seconds. 740-751-4038. Never, March, April, July, June. What's the final answer? This is the final call and final guess. Go ahead, caller.
It's the August.
Not August. We didn't get it. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I